In this bulletin, stay-at-home orders end in part of regional New South Wales as the state unveils its roadmap to ease rules. Queensland records a new COVID-19 case in an airport worker. And in sport, the winner of the Dally M medal is crowned in Brisbane. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petric. Businesses and residents are no longer living under stay-at-home orders in Yass Valley in New South Wales after coronavirus restrictions eased at midnight. But Cowra in the Central West will stay under lockdown for another week as people in New South Wales look forward to having more rules relaxed in October. The state government unveiled its three-stage roadmap on Monday, giving more freedoms to residents, most likely from October 11th. At 80% vaccination coverage, regional travel will be permitted again, and from December, unvaccinated people can have further freedoms. General practitioners and community pharmacies in Victoria will be able to apply for grants to speed up the vaccination rollout. More than 100 grants of up to $4,000 and 10 grants of $10,000 will be available to those operating in COVID-19 hotspots. The state recorded over 700 new cases of COVID-19 and one death yesterday. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says vaccine supply at GPs and pharmacies is improving.
This is all about additional staff, additional wages, additional space, just common sense. If we can help our GPs, who are doing an amazing job, and help our community pharmacists who've been doing amazing work and are now moving into a really intense phase with these hundreds of thousands of Moderna doses arriving, then we'll get more jabs into more arms.
An aviation worker has tested positive to COVID-19 in Queensland, ending the state's zero-case benchmark on Monday. The source of the infection is under investigation, but health officials have listed several public exposure sites online. They include a childcare centre, a fast food restaurant in Albany Creek, and stores in other locations. The case, who is a man aged in his 30s, has no recent history of overseas or interstate travel. And the ACT has outlined its path out of COVID-19 restrictions, with Canberra's lockdown set to end on October 15. The territory had 19 new cases and one death, with a man in his 90s dying with the virus. From this Friday, two people will be able to visit another household, and the exercise or outdoor recreation time limit will be doubled to 4 hours. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says the lockdown will lift in mid-October.
This will trigger a transition to medium-level public health measures. So from the 15th of October, five people will be able to visit another household at any one time, and 25 people will be able to gather outdoors.
Australians could be taking off overseas well before Christmas under Prime Minister Scott Morrison's ambitious international travel goal. The federal government is set to ease tight restrictions on overseas travel when the nation hits 80% vaccination coverage for people aged 16 and above. Initially, more Australians will be allowed to leave and fully vaccinated citizens will be given more chance to return home. Australia has vaccinated 51.8% of its population aged 16 and over, while 76.1% have had a single jab. An investigation into the deadly Beirut port explosion has been paused over questions about the neutrality of the judge heading the probe. The former Interior Minister Nuhad Mashnouk has filed a lawsuit against the investigative judge Tarek Bitar, meaning the case has been put on hold. In August last year, the blast killed almost 200 people and injured thousands of others when ammonium nitrate was improperly stored at the port. There will be no representative from Afghanistan addressing the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Ghulam Izakzai is the current UN ambassador who represented Afghanistan's government before the Taliban takeover. He was scheduled to address the final day of the UN gathering, but organisers say he withdrew late on Sunday. Olaf Scholz, the German Social Democrat candidate who will succeed Angela Merkel as German Chancellor, says that Germany has voted to send Conservatives into opposition. Mr. Scholz hopes to build a three-way coalition with the Greens and the Free Democrats by Christmas. The Social Democrats will lead a government for the first time since 2005 after a narrow win, with Mr. Scholz promising that his government would result in a stronger European Union.
I think the first topic for German politics will be to form a stronger and more sovereign European Union. And making this happen will have an influence on the international strategy and the foreign policy of Germany.
And to sport now in rugby league, Tom Trbojevic from the Sea Eagles has been awarded the Dally M medal. The 24-year-old won the honour despite playing only 15 of a possible 24 games this year. He says a hamstring injury made him reflect on the changes needed in his life to make him a better player. Trbojevic polled 35 points to win ahead of Penrith halfback Nathan Cleary and Sydney's Cody Walker. And for a look at the weather around the country, in Perth today, partly cloudy, 23. A shower or two in Adelaide, 22. Late showers in Melbourne, 23 degrees. Cloudy in Hobart, 17. Canberra, a shower or two, 20 degrees. Mostly sunny in Sydney today, 23. Cloudy in Brisbane, 21. A shower or two in Cairns, 30. And 33 in Darwin, mostly sunny. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic.